Hey, Coach, congratulations on the victory. Whew. Go through those final couple minutes there.
We just tried to hold the ball as much as we could. We knew they were going to have to foul. And we had to make some good entry inbound plays and that kind of stuff. And free throws, you know. 16 out of 17 the other night, and then tonight it was just not there for us. But we made enough to not let them get ahead of us, and that just was the advantage that we needed, and we pulled it out somehow.
Yes, sometimes it's better just to survive, right?
You know, it's a win, whether you survive or you beat them hard. So.
But what I thought was pretty nice as well with your team as well, with about 2 minutes, or I think it was maybe around 2 minutes to go, they do go inside, they miss a shot, but second trip down, you call the timeout, and these players had really not been in this position before, but, you know, other than that one time where I know you wanted to pull it out earlier, they did a good job of kind of keeping composed, handling themselves in a pressure situation late.
You know, they didn't panic. You know, I was afraid it would be close and some of those young girls would start to panic and just, like, shake and dribble the ball off their foot or something like that. But they did a great job of, you know, really being solid, you know, waiting for them to foul. We make nice passes to our teammates, and, you know, everybody just did a good job of just doing what their role was supposed to be in those last 2 minutes.
You're right there, and it was pretty bizarre here the way things turned out. It was your second quarters and your fourth quarters that were your best quarters. That second quarter, you withstood their wave of three-point shots. I think they hit they had 15 points in a row from the three-point arc, and you knew that was a concern coming in. They missed them all in the first quarter. They hit one or two in the third, and then they went on that six-minute drought in the fourth quarter and hit one late. But I thought you guarded the three-point arc pretty good this afternoon.
You know, there was a couple times that we were off on a rotation, and they got a couple open ones, and those really were hard to swallow, you know. But for the most part, we always had a hand in those shooters' faces. There was a couple times they drilled them over some of our guards' heads. But, you know, we were there, and that's all we can ask for them. And, you know, when you got a team like this that shoots a lot of threes, you just got to not let them get hot. And we didn't let them get hot for the entire game for a long period of time. So, you know, I'm super proud of our defense.
Rebounding was tough early. Garden City owned the glass, especially in the first half. But all of a sudden down the stretch, it was couple of your shortest players getting the rebounds.
You know, we talk about, you know, three-point shots have long rebounds. And I said, you have to box out everywhere and really go find the ball. And those, you know, Kinsey and Kendall really took that to heart, and they went and found the ball. And they had some really critical rebounds there in the second half to help us out.
I think as a week like this, you always want to try to at least go for 2-1 this week, and there you are, and you're now 3-1 on the year. And this can be a big confidence booster for you guys with a big stretch coming up over the next 10 days.
You know, starting conference play on Tuesday, you know, this is a nice confidence builder. You know, three in a row, and we got two of them. That's great. You know, we got Sunday to rest, and then we got to get back to the gym on Monday and be ready for a really solid Cimarron team. So, you know, we just want to get into conference play and do our best and have the confidence that we can knock some people off.
All right, Coach Amy Felger joining us here. Congratulations. Enjoy this one, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.